simplest possible explanation that I use when I'm teaching is that ice, water, and steam are made of the same components, right?
Yep.
It's all H2O. It's functioning in three different modes. So if you're functioning in a particle mode, you're in an ice block. That's the world that we were brought into.
Mm-hmm.
So when you were born, you were basically born into a world gone mad, where animals were in labs, and animals are in factory farms, and animals are being tortured. That alone is total insanity. And then you were taught that you're separate from the world around you, that your consciousness cannot extend from your body, that you're not supposed to feel the feelings of other living beings, and you get knocked down when you do. I mean, there's not a person listening that didn't have this happen when they were a kid, that they would walk in and their parents are fighting, and they say, "Mommy, why are you crying?" And the mother turns to the child and says, "I'm not crying."
Yeah, with tears rolling down her eyes.
"I'm not angry." So the child learns how to disassociate and not trust himself anymore. And he's thinking, "Well, I must be wrong. Geez. And I feel like there's something wrong with a cat." And then they say, "Well, you can't talk to the cat." All children can talk to animals. I train children all over the world. They're the most brilliant creatures on the planet. The younger they are, the better they are.
Do they feel the animal's pain
Absolutely.
And suffering and everything?
Absolutely. So let's say that you stopped functioning as ice. Now, ice means that you're separate, you're in particle mode. One way of viewing quantum physics is that we're going to move into wave mode. Now, you're in a flow. You're water. You can actually move out into this electromagnetic field around you, this ocean of energy around you, and start viewing the entire planet as an ocean of living light. And within that ocean of living light, we are all cells in the body of God. The cells in the body of God should be able to communicate with each other. There's something wrong with them if they can't. So you swim out into that field of energy. You can swim into the energetic field of your dog or your horse or your cat. And in that moment, one way of viewing this is it's a computer screen, and you're downloading two different programs at the same time. You're running you, and you're also running your dog. And it really is as simple as being present with all your love.
And don't you think most people who are truly tuned into their animals understand this, that they know that they're communicating in some form or fashion?
They all do it.
Yeah.
And when they come to me, they're negating their own intuition. And they've been taught, I mean, we've all been crippled, so that we were taught somewhere along the line. The first organic response is correct. The first thing you feel. And then the second response is a thought that is not your own. That second voice, I call it the troll under the bridge, that comes out to say, "No, no, no, you're wrong. You can't be right. You couldn't know that about that horse." That's not your voice. That's a voice you internalized from mother, father, teacher, someone along the road.
Years ago, Amelia, we had two labs, and we were living in a real small house, little living room, couch there in the living room in front of the television set. And whenever we were gone, the two labs would lie down on the couch. And whenever we'd come home, they would look at us with this incredible look, and without anybody saying anything or whimpering a sound, they'd get up and leave. And we'd sit down on the couch, and then whenever we left again, they'd kind of look at us and go back on the couch. It was incredible how they knew.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's part of the communication, right?
Well, let's say that animals think in pictures. All animals are feeling feelings. All animals are having sensation inside their bodies. So to be able to pick up on the pictures is called clairvoyance. It means clear seeing in Latin.
Right.
To pick up on the emotion is called clairsentience. It means clear feeling. Every single person that's listening to this program right this moment is clairsentient. They love their animals. They feel the feelings of their animals. Everybody who's listening, if you can't go into a zoo, if you couldn't go into any sort of a shelter where there are dogs whimpering in cages, you're clairsentient. It means you can feel the feelings of others. A body scan is where you can actually use your energetic field to do a dance with the animal. So you're feeling what they're feeling within their own body. And it's remarkable how easy it is to learn these processes.
Now, is there a chain with these animals where a dog or a cat may have better abilities than a pig, or are they all the same?
It's part of a new idea, and I need to go back to that new idea. I mean, our third idea with water, ice, steam, steam. Steam means that your consciousness is not limited. You're not trapped in your body. I mean, doctors have never been able to find where memory is within the body, let alone where consciousness
right.
is within the body. So if I were to teach you how to tune into a tiger who's in a Buddhist monastery in Thailand right now, the idea of space and time doesn't apply to what we're talking about. There's no. It's one of the things that Ed Mitchell was measuring. You know, when he was on the moon, he was doing secret telepathic experiments with somebody that was on Earth. And he was so far ahead of everyone else. He knew that thought could transmit. He was testing how far thought could transmit. And what he discovered is that it's simultaneous. And this is the new quantum idea.
And limitless.
And because electrons are in contact with each other at all times, we're all part of the same thing. I mean, that's the paradigm shift. We're all connected on a huge web of light. And if you're functioning as steam, that's remote viewing. That's where I can teach you to track a missing animal, which is what I did with Bernie Siegel. And my first book, Straight from the Horse's Mouth, Dr. Bernie Siegel.
Oh, sure. Good man, by the way.
One of my favorite people on the planet. Had a missing cat. So I went into the cat's body and looked out her eyes and found her and emailed Bernie and told her where she was. And Bernie went out and found a cat that had been missing for 2 weeks in coyote territory that was clawless and had never gone outside. Her name was Boo Boo. So Bernie's another one of those angels who really, I stand on the wings of his love.
Do you have to meditate to do this?
No. You have to learn how to quiet your mind for 1 second. You don't have to sit in silence for hours. You have to be able to move into your heart chakra, turn your computer program off. All we're doing is tuning out the animals because we're blurting out all these messages as if you were a radio station. Now, if you're a radio station, you're forcing frequency and noise into the world around you, and the part of you that's a radio is not as developed. I teach people to develop their body and their psyche as if they were a radio. So you go completely silent, and you move into the most quiet, sacred, loving, eternal space.
I would guess you could use this also to tap into people, couldn't
you? Absolutely.